Why don't we do the carryout? I wrote up a carryout. Why don't we do it? This, of course, is where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. That Cleveland pastor who spoke up yesterday at the Trump administration's Black History Month breakfast may have overstated his relationship with Chicago gang, quote, thugs. He told President Trump that gang members have reached out for a truce and respected the president. When grilled by Chicago media throughout the day yesterday, the pastor said, well, former gang members. And, well, one former gang member who may or may not have actually reached out. So, yeah. This right here, this is fake news. The actual problem is that the pastor, for whatever reason, exaggerated his connection to the story as part of an administration meeting, right? So, of course, the media reports it that, you know, it should be fact because it was presented at a meeting with the president. Then the media catches up to it, realizes the ruse, and now it's fake news. It seems more often than not that the actual fake news that everybody talks about, it's coming from the White House. It was the White House sources that told CNN that both judges were coming to Washington for the Supreme Court announcement. Turns out they didn't. So who's at fault? The media for reporting that they were told, or the people who told them? It's worth watching because the president likes to call out the dishonest media at every turn. But dishonesty, you know what? It might be a two-way street here. You know what I mean? It might be like where Grand downtown sort of turns two-way. It seems like it's one way, but then it's two-way. It's a one little line right there on Monroe on the west side. Really want to get localized that metaphor. Seems like everybody's testing the new administration today, whether it's Russia with Ukraine or Mexico with the wall. Or in today's news, Iran. Iran decided to do their testing in the form of an illegal missile launch. This drew the ire of the president, who asked, when asked if military action was possible, said nothing's off the table. So China, North Korea, Turkey, you guys are next. Kind of step right up, take a number, fill out this paperwork. How would you test the waters?
Yep.
Also, if you could put down an emergency contact, that would be great. I can't wait till Portugal starts getting uppity. We do would like to get involved. We would. That was good. You like that? Very Portuguese-y. That would be my rap name, Portuguese-y. The CEO of Uber has stepped down from a business advisory committee with the Trump administration after a mass boycott hit the ride-sharing company. Essentially, during the JFK airport protest over the travel ban over the last weekend, cabbies decided to protest with a one-hour strike. Uber quickly removed surge pricing and swooped in to get the cabbie business. This anti-union move and the fact that the CEO was on the advisory committee has at least hurt the company's image, if not their bottom line. And more importantly, it hurts my Instagram feed. There are so many screenshots of people deleting an app on their iPhone. I would rather have the I voted sticker posts. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing worse than having a great photo sharing app that you love. Oh, look at these great landscapes. Look at these cool things. Oh, yeah, that's a picture of your phone. Again and again and again. My advice to Uber, just offer free rides for one day and people will be like, you know, Uber's pretty cool, man. I think they're great. You know what? I think they're misunderstood. New York delis and bodegas closed up today in protest of Trump's travel ban. Oh, no. Where'd people get their fake fresh flowers and their crocus ham sandwiches? That's all I know about the bodegas of Brooklyn. Maybe everyone will just go to Chipotle. Boy, the burrito chain needs it. You see this story? Due to E. coli outbreaks and bad mojo from the past year, the chain lost 95% in 2016, from $475 million to $22 million in 1 year. How are they still in business? That's crazy. Also, it tells us they got some seriously low overhead. It's the idea that you could somehow lose $375 million in your business and still be like, you know, we're still good. We're still making a profit. I mean, just corn and tortillas. It's crazy. A new study says that you have a hard time sleeping. Camping could do the trick. Yep, sleeping outdoors helps you get more in tune with nature's light and dark cycle. So when raccoons try to gouge your eyes out, at least you'll be one with nature, right? In weather today, you should be used to, you know what? We should all be used to low 20s by now. It's February 2nd, right? But we're not. It might as well have been negative 10 today. It was so cold. In sports, Blackhawks bring the dry heat to Arizona tonight. Take on the Coyotes. Puck drops at 8 pregame here on 720 WGN 730. The Bulls went ahead and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road yesterday by 28 points. What? They scored 128 points last night. What? No complaining about teammates afterwards. What? They head to Houston tomorrow night. ESPN reporting that the Bears are interested in Patriots backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he worth giving up a number three overall? If it were some dead weight in a fifth rounder, I'm in. But if it's a first or second rounder, I don't know. I'd rather take a rookie. Sorry, but Patriots backup quarterbacks have a way of coming down to earth once they leave the Patriots. Hate to say it, but if the Bears screw up the next quarterback choice, that's it. I'm out. And all of Chicago's out, too. We're going to move on to arena football. Is that still a thing? Well, we're bringing it back. And it's official, the Chicago Sky traded Elena Deladon, the Michael Jordan of the WNBA. She wanted to be traded after the Sky changed management. She got her wish. She's now going to be breaking women's basketball records for the Washington Mystics. The Cubs packed up the semi at Wrigley today, took off for Mesa, Arizona. Pitchers and catchers report on Valentine's Day, naturally. And finally today was Friends Day. Yep, a new holiday conjured up by the fine folks at Facebook. So go ahead, celebrate all your Facebook friends because you know that half of them are either robots or NSA spies. But hey, at least you got friends, right? That's the carry out for February 2nd, 2017. The Groundhog did see his shadow today, so six more weeks of Chili Mac. There you go, a couple quick jokes about the news. All right, coming up after the break, Judd Surratt, pregame, Hawks, Coyotes, here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.